With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Life on a reservation can tend toward a pattern of wounds difficult to mend by young natives. 15-year-olds Kiana Finley and Gabby Houle live on the Flathead Reservation. They say at times they're surrounded by a discouraging way of living, one of substance abuse and loss. Kiana Finley.
It is really hard to avoid. I have first-hand knowledge of suicide. I lost my brother and my biological dad to suicide. And I just have a lot of alcohol and drug abuse throughout my family.
Same here. I lost my my brother-in-law and my cousins and like some other family due to that. And I lost my brother due to alcohol. And some of my family still do drugs, and it's kind of hard seeing them when they do that.
On July 9th, the two girls joined over 1,000 other Native American youth at the White House to talk about what it means to be young and Native and some of the struggles they face. The gathering is part of what the Obama administration calls Generation Indigenous, a multi-pronged effort by the Obama administration to support tribal sovereignty and nation building. Houle and Finley's goals start with education.
Yeah, graduating high school is like one of my biggest goals. I have 4 older siblings, and if I graduate, I'll be the first to graduate high school.
You mean when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'll be the first to graduate high school.
When, not if. That's how Finley and Houle want to start change in their community, by breaking away from a trend set by their peers. In order to get to the White House gathering, Finley and Houle had to complete the Generation Indigenous Challenge. They had to do some good in their community and write about their experience. Finley brought a guest speaker to an Indian education youth group. Houle worked with 5 to 8-year-olds, reminding them to stay physically active even when they get busy with life and school. When they got to the Capitol, the girls learned that some of their experiences on the Flathead Reservation were not unique.
Just the main one was like drugs and alcohol throughout reservations. And my group talked about like our justice system, how it's not good, and how like drugs and alcohol are so, like how they're so common, it's kind of just like shrugged off shoulders here on reservations. So
it's shrugged off the shoulder by the people and the justice system?
Yes, yeah. Like it's just so common, and
nobody cares.
Yeah, seems like they don't like really care for it.
The Gen-I Challenge was launched last December on the heels of President Obama and the First Lady visiting a reservation in North Dakota. The president's budget for 2016 proposes an 8% increase across a wide range of federal programs that serve tribes. This includes $53 million for community projects through the Department of Education to improve college and career readiness of Native youth. According to the White House, Native youth have the lowest high school graduation rate of students across all schools. $50 million will fund youth-focused behavioral, mental health, and substance abuse services. To Finley and Houle's disappointment, the president did not come to the tribal youth gathering, but First Lady Michelle Obama spoke at the event about her experience visiting the reservation in North Dakota.
And they just talked about how they were heartbroken when they went to a reservation, seeing how the natives lived there, how the youth was, and how much suicides went on. She basically told us that we wouldn't be left in the dark again, that we are going to be helped.
And do you believe that?
It's kind of hard to believe, because I guess like a lot of people want to make changes for the reservations and stuff, but it's like not really being seen.
They're too scared to do anything.
Like, I want to believe it, but at the same time, you have to be realistic, I guess.
When Houle says she thinks people might be too scared to help, she means that people don't want to make an already bad situation worse. Both girls say their families were very supportive in their trip to D.C. They helped with fundraising, and Finley's grandmother made the trip with them. Some of the girls' classmates and friends were less supportive, telling them their trip wasn't that cool and not that big of a deal. But Finley and Houle learned a lot and want to convince others to go with them next year. Long term, both Finley and Houle want to go to college. Finley to study nursing, and Houle thinks about teaching or maybe being a forensic anthropologist, like she sees on CSI. Generation Indigenous focuses on removing the barriers that stand between Native youth and success. It's a lofty goal, especially when the population of Native American people in the United States is so young. According to the White House, nearly half of Native American people are under the age of 24. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.